Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. This hour of the Mark Reardon Show is sponsored by Gamma Tree Experts. Your trees deserve the best care. Call Gamma Tree Experts.
You know, Stu, I always like going to baseball games. I'm a huge Cardinals fan, but this feels different tonight because of the Yankees. Maybe it shouldn't feel different,
but it does.
We don't get the Yankees very often, and obviously this is, a bit of a reschedule, isn't it, from
a
couple years ago. So
it's
exciting. It's going to be cool. You got Matt Carpenter back in town, and the Cardinals are on a bit of a streak here, even though they beat up on the Cubs, but that's good. The Yankees are a little better than the Cubs, just a teensy-weensy amount.
Just a skosh.
Yeah, and Dakota Hudson's going tonight, as Frank indicated. That's not necessarily always a good thing. But, you know, I've said this, and I think Frank and I have talked about this too. Even it's been said, Sue, that even bad teams, I'm not saying the Cardinals are a bad team, but even bad teams kind of go on a streak. Maybe they win five
Absolutely.
Or six in a row, and the opposite
Absolutely.
Happens. Good teams lose five or six, seven in a row sometimes. But
You're saying is there's a chance.
Well, also, because this is a marathon, not a sprint, the Major League Baseball season, your goal is to win this division. That gets you in the playoffs. You want to be primed and ready by the beginning of October, and this team has plenty of time to do that, especially with the way that the offense potentially could perform. We like to see what Quintana did last night. All right, we have – I'm a big fan of golf, and I find the lawsuit this week that's been filed by the LIV Tour, the Saudi Arabian Tour against the PGA, quite interesting. Dan Reardon's going to break that down a little bit later in this hour.
Good. I kind of want just a synopsis of it.
Well, it's very complicated, right?
See, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
Those lawsuits, it got complicated, and I thought, well, Reardon can explain
it. I don't know about that, but yeah, that Reardon, not
yeah,
this Reardon.
Other Reardon.
We also have an audio cut of the day coming up a little bit later this afternoon. We talked a lot during the roundtable about the political week, the primary, of course, on Tuesday, and I was working on Tuesday night watching these returns come in. We were keeping a close eye on what Jane was doing in her race against Sam Page because of our connections, looking at the Senate race. And then there was the Republican nomination for the St. Louis County Executive, Shamed Dogan, and someone named Catherine Pinner. And I'm watching those numbers on Tuesday night, and I'm seeing that Shamed is losing. And in fact, he did lose. And it was a shocking upset, I think most people would agree. It was a 12-point margin. 33,261 votes. Dogan gets 26,029 votes. And Catherine Pinner, who has been the Post, has kind of described her as a mystery woman. I think she probably did the right thing by not talking to reporters at the Post-Dispatch. They had other people chime in, but she's with us tonight. I know that she was with Mark Cox this week as well. But hi, Catherine. How are you? Welcome back.
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Let me start with this question. How the hell did this happen? That's what people kind of want to know, Catherine. How did this? Because it's a very unusual, unique political story. This doesn't happen very often like this.
I think we would have to ask the voters, and I'm sure each one of them would have a different reason for why they would have voted that way. I wouldn't want to speculate. I would like to think that it was based on the platform that I have, which is the U.S. Constitution, innovation, and common sense. But we would really have to defer to the voters, and I'd like to thank them all for having voted that way.
But typically someone would have to know a little bit about the candidate. And I'm not saying that all these voters didn't. They must have. Some of them must have. But you didn't. You know, one of the things that the paper pointed out, and one of the things that was, I think, mysterious to some of us who follow politics, is that I'm a talk show host on a station that covers a lot of politics. We were not familiar with you. Tim Fitch, who's one of the three Republicans on the county council, said that he didn't know you. Renee Artman, who is the chair of the Republican Central Committee. So you were a virtual unknown. It's not common that someone with that level of, you know, lack of relationships in the party would even ascend to the top of a primary ticket. That's why it's so unusual.
I had registered back in February. I had been on the ballot since that point. I actually went in the first day of candidate filing. And so I think maybe the voters were surprised to see another option on the ticket.
They probably were.
But I had actually declared on the very first day of filing.
So who is Catherine Pinner?
Well, I am a local St. Louisan. I grew up in the Bevo Mill area in South City. When I was in seventh grade, my family moved out to the county. My father took a job out in the county, and so I attended Lindbergh High School. I have lived in St. Louis County my entire life, St. Louis City, St. Louis County. Other than when I was attending school, I went out of state for college to get my bachelor and master's degree. But other than that, I am a native St. Louisan. I love our St. Louis community. I love flat pizza, toasted ravioli, and pork steaks.
That's a good trifecta. There's no doubt that's a good St. Louis trifecta.
Yeah.
Why would you want this job?
Well, I do think that my experience and education lend itself well to this position. I think this is an important time for our government as we approach this new term. We have a lot to look forward to, and there are a lot of improvements we can make. As far as my experience, some of this is posted on my website, which is www.kmpinner.com/vote. I have experience as a change manager. I'm a certified change management professional through ProSci. I'm a certified Scrum Master. I'm a certified product owner through the Scrum Alliance. I have a certificate in leadership development from the Institute of Organizational Development. I have a master's and bachelor's degree. I'm also certified in management and HR from the American Management Association. I've been a director of innovation, a director of education, a director of organizational development. And so I do believe that having a business person in the position of county executive would be an advantage to the city of St. Louis.
Catherine, it's Sue here, and I know you briefly talked about your platform. You said three things, but could you dig down a little bit on that? What is your platform?
Certainly. The United States Constitution as a primary objective, and this means getting back to the definition of our roles and responsibilities in government. The United States Constitution, looking to the state constitution, the county charter, the job description of the St. Louis County Executive, the job descriptions of the people serving on the council, and having that alignment and clarity of roles where some of this has been blurred over the last few years, getting that back in alignment so that we make sure that our government is following the rules of how those things have been outlined. What is the responsibility of the county executive? What is the responsibility of the council? And so having a business background, that's how business is done. You have an org chart. People serve in a particular role. I was asked by one reporter, what will happen when I take over county government? Well, I have no, I really very much oppose that idea.
Yeah, that's a weird way to even phrase it, right?
That is very much something I oppose. We should have representative government. This position should be public service. I believe that elected officials are not necessarily leaders in the traditional sense. They should be servant leaders. They, you know, this is how our Constitution was outlined. And so that's a primary objective. Innovation, again, because I have that in my tool set, we need to look at how we can run government a little bit more like a business is how I would approach it with my business background. And so looking at how we can do things smarter, faster, more efficiently, what is our return in dollars invested? If we have passed something in terms of an objective, if we have a proposition, then making sure that we execute on that objective per our strategy, per the voters' preference of what they want to see that money used for. And then my last objective, my last value, if you will, is a very Missouri value, and that is common sense. We live in the show me state, and so I do believe that we should have more transparency. We should do things that make sense for the voters, make sense for the taxpayers, because government works for the taxpayer, not the reverse. And so having some common sense decisions in terms of some obvious things, there are certain issues out there that I'm sort of surprised that I have revealed themselves to me as I started this process. And so looking at really what is the logical thing to do with this, doing things that make sense just as you would in a business.
Catherine Pinner is my guest. She won the Republican primary on Tuesday for St. Louis County Executive. She'll face off against Sam Page in the fall. So the one advantage to not being known by a lot of people, especially the media, is they don't attack you. But already you have an editorial. And I don't know you, Catherine, so I'll ask the questions. But the Post writes an editorial, and I've had already people say, oh, this Catherine Pinner, she's a little kooky. And they try to link you to QAnon and some of these other things. So what would you say about that?
I would say that I'm also a writer. My father grew up under a communist regime. He escaped from communism to come to this country with no money, no job. He did not speak the language. He had a warrant out for his death. I published his biography. It's a trilogy. I've only written the first two parts, Midnight Train and Liberté, which you will see on the website. As far as that goes, I'm a huge believer in transparency of communication, freedom of the press, freedom of speech. This is written into our Constitution, our Bill of Rights. The First Amendment has all of that listed. And so I had considered maybe not posting those or getting rid of them. But then I thought, I don't think so. Because sharing information, I think we should have an open exchange of ideas in this country. Censorship is something I greatly oppose because it's unconstitutional as far as freedom of speech, freedom of the press. When we stop sharing ideas, we no longer have the ability to innovate. And I see a future where we are innovating, not holding people back, but really having them reach their maximum potential. Our greatest resource in our country is our talent.
So
having those out there was something that I thought, you know, am I going to censor myself? No. And those blog posts, you can read them. They're on my website. It's just sharing information. It's aggregating things. And it's just asking questions. Why are these conversations being stifled? And what does this mean? Because I would like to know what those questions mean.
Well, so the Post editorial board says, Pinner embraces the theory that President Biden's Build Back Better plan has satanic roots. All you have to do is replace the B's with the number 6 to get to the mark of the devil. As voters started to catch on to this plan, the Democrats quickly changed their slogan, she blocked. So is that something you blog? How would you explain that?
I would say that I would like to believe that everyone that voted, when the president had that slogan up on the platform that he was speaking from, that they knew what Build Back Better meant, because it was on the TV monitor. That was in right there, front and center, and those words were behind him as well.
I'm confused. What was on
so
the screen?
Build Back Better mean? And so when we look at that, what is Build Back Better really talking about? What does battle for the soul of the nation mean? Because that was also up on the platform. So I'm not putting anything out there that wasn't there. These were on the TV monitor. If you look up the old footage, you will see that. And so I'm not bashing any.
But when you say something was on the TV monitor, I'm confused. What was on the TV monitor related to the Build Back Better?
It said Build Back Better.
Well, that was the name of the plan, right? But the question was, is that associated with the mark of the devil? That's the allegation.
Oh, Well, I don't know.
Okay. There was something else, Catherine, that you wanted to talk about that's been, I guess, somewhat controversial. I don't know all the background of this, but you wanted to explain something, kind of get it out there for people to know about you.
Yes. So as I've been working through this process, and I am not a politician in my background. Again, I'm a business person.
Right.
But there are certain things that I'm finding as we work through this, and this is the situation that we live in today, where if you say something, the media will get a hold of it, and if you don't say something, the media will get a hold of it. There is a saying that honesty is the best policy, and so I'm a firm believer in that. Benjamin Franklin said that. So this is going to be painful for me to discuss. I'm going to say this once and once only. If any other news channels are listening, then I will not discuss this again. So please don't bother reaching out to me about it.
Go ahead.
There's been some question about, in my past, what my situation is in terms of my marital status. Okay. And my husband passed away in 2009. So after 9/11, he was called in as a volunteer civilian serving overseas with the United States Army Corps of Engineers. In 2004, he was called in for voluntary service to serve our country, the United States of America, in Iraq, for the Corps of Engineers. He did one term in Iraq and one term in Afghanistan. While he was serving, he redid their entire communications process. And Tim was the kind of person that would go out and... So he was going out on the front lines, even though he did not have to. He was on the front lines with the 1st Cavalry. As many people probably are aware, or maybe not, Afghanistan and Iraq, our troops over there suffered tremendous PTSD and traumatic brain injury from their time there. And I would like to spend just a moment, I think, to just send out a little prayer to those people who have served our country overseas, who have defended this nation bravely, voluntarily, who've sacrificed their lives, their families, their jobs, their lives. The brain does not feel pain. So when a person has a traumatic brain injury, they can walk through the world without you seeing a physical mark on their body. When a person has a post-traumatic stress injury, they can walk on this planet without anyone knowing that they have a wound. And so many of our servicemen and women have returned from the battlefield without a visibly physical injury and yet suffer the effects of trauma, head trauma, emotional trauma.
No doubt.
So I consider myself from that a widow. If people want to call that something else, I don't know what to say, because we did not find out many of these things until many years after he returned. And I was not aware of myself of what post-traumatic stress disorder really is, what a traumatic brain injury really is from someone who's suffering from those effects. I am not going to talk about this ever again, but I just wanted to put this out because, say what you will, you can call it whatever you want on my marital status, but I know who I am. I love my husband. What happened between us is between God, my husband and me. And I hope people will respect that, because this is the kind of thing that deters good people from serving our country in some of the positions that we need them to serve in. Tim is a big part of why I was urged to volunteer for civil service at this time, and why I listed the Constitution of the United States as the first value that I will be working toward. It's his legacy that I remember. And this is why I support our frontline responders, why I have the highest level of regard for our military and our veterans who have sacrificed their lives and their time for our country. These people are heroes. So what I would like to say on this is all I'm going to say about it. I will not answer any questions about this again in this process. I need to focus. We need to focus. We need to get down to business. And I want to thank Mark and the show for having me on today. I really appreciate it. Thank you for this opportunity. I just wanted to put that out because I do not appreciate rumors.
Yeah.
And
well,
I am all about transparency.
And that's what happens in politics.
And my personal life is not on the table for discussion. I know what happened. Tim knows what happened. God knows what happened. If you want to call my marital status whatever you want, I'm a widow of an honorable serviceman who served this country. This is who I am. So if you want to know who I am, that is who I am. That is why I stand by our military and our police, our frontline responders, our firefighters. I'm dedicated to that. And as far as our people who are overseas who have had this trauma, that is something that I have personally experienced. And unless you have lived through it, it is something that is one book that I would recommend would be written by Karen Solomon, Hearts Under the Badge. And that is a wonderful book that talks about the trauma that is suffered by police officers in this country as they serve their community as local municipal law enforcement. And so that is just what I wanted to say.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you got it all in, but honestly, I have to go because I do have another guest and I have a couple more things this hour. But Catherine, I'm glad you came on here. You want to give the website for people if they want to check out a little bit more?
Absolutely. It is www.kmpinner.com/vote.
Thank you, Catherine. We'll have you back. I appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
And so let me give you a little background there, because I'm not a person who does conditions on interviews. And people say, oh, we want this, we want questions in advance. And there wasn't any of that. But what Catherine requested was what she did there at the end. And she wanted to explain the situation. I don't know if that raises more questions than it does answers. I mean, if I'm a political consultant talking to her, I'm like, I don't even think you bring this up. There's rumors out there.
I didn't realize there were any rumors.
Nobody really does. I think the issue is that there are people that are questioning whether or not she's referring to herself as a widow because there was a divorce involved. She's trying to say, this is a very nuanced situation because my husband went through a lot of things.
Okay.
And this is, I think you could hear the emotion. It's a very personal thing. So she wanted to express that because people were out there, and you know, you're going to have people with political campaigns spreading things on social media. So I don't know that
appreciate that was, you explaining.
Yeah, I don't know that it was necessary, but she wanted to do it, and I agreed that she could do it, and I didn't want to interrupt when she was telling the story. So that's what that was about. 5:30, Dan Reardon coming up. We'll talk about the Saudis versus the PGA.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress-them-on-the-third-date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Audio cut of the day is still to come before we wrap up the Friday edition of the Mark Reardon Show. Take you into the weekend. Big series with the Yankees and the Cardinals at Busch Stadium. I'm heading over to the game with John and Jeannie Sullivan from Pet Supplies Plus.
That's great.
Yeah, and Tommy Rybicki is going to be up there, too, from Alive and Well, Neil Vitan. So I'm looking forward to the game tonight. Matt Carpenter in town, so he'll get that one standing ovation, and then we hope he doesn't hit a home run. That's basically the goal there. So you have 11 golfers now on this Saudi-backed LIV golf circuit in including Phil and Bryson DeChambeau, filing a lawsuit against the PGA Tour. It's an antitrust suit challenging their suspensions. And we knew this was going to happen. Dan Reardon, our golf expert, no relation, with me this afternoon. This thing's going to continue to get nasty. How are you, Dan?
I'm doing fine, and you're right. I think nasty is the word we're looking for. It was inevitable that there was going to be a lawsuit. And what's happened as a result of this lawsuit is the players on the PGA Tour now are speaking out with a great deal of animosity toward these players who have left their tour.
So you have a situation where in three players, Taylor Gooch, Hutchins, Swafford, Matt Jones, they're hoping for a TSO, a temporary restraining order, because they want to play on the FedEx Cup playoffs, right? And those begin next week.
That's correct. And those are the only three players currently involved with LIV who would qualify on points, who didn't resign their membership with the PGA Tour. I mean, this is sort of a complicated story. The lawsuit they've shopped a venue and they found someplace in Northern California, which is a favorable probably venue for them. This is a suit against the PGA Tour, but it's really against all of professional golf, because mentioned in this lawsuit is not only the PGA Tour, but the DP Tour, which is the European Tour, the Masters, the USGA, the RNA, and the official world golf rankings are all part of the accusation that a monopoly is conspiring to put this operation out of business. It's something that you may not know, Mark, and not many people know. Greg Norman has danced this dance once before. Back in the 90s, he tried to create with Fox an eight tournament series involving the elite players in the game of golf, and Tim Fincham stepped in and created the World Golf Championships and shot that down. Norman has been on a vendetta probably since that time.
So where do you think, I mean, they could likely get the temporary restraining order and these players might be allowed. You mentioned like guys like Dustin Johnson resigned their PGA Tour memberships. You know, this whole thing kind of caught me off guard to a certain extent. And on vacation last week, Dan, when I was playing a little golf, we were talking about this. I don't really, at this point, have an interest in the LIV tour. Now, maybe I will. Maybe if it gets on television, I'll think that it would be interesting. I love watching, you know, PGA golf. Some people don't like watching golf on TV, but for the big tournaments in particular, and, you know, you get into the FedEx Cup, it's rather compelling. But where do they think the audience is going to be for this golf circuit anyway?
Well, I did something earlier this week, and I said one of the problems they face right now is they're awful as a golf tour. They played three events that involves 48 players, so 144 finishes. Out of 144 finishes, 73% of them have shot over par.
That's terrible.
Are you kidding
me? That is terrible.
Oh, my gosh.
They're out of 144 possible finishes, I think 30 or 31 players have played under par. So that's a hard sell. I mean, golf is not the most entertaining in the world. But, I mean, if you want to see bad golf, you know, Mark, you can invite people out.
Oh,
I can invite people out.
I can do that for sure. Absolutely.
So I think the first thing they need to do is to come up with a better product. And an interesting item just surfaced today, which are a series of text messages between Sergio Garcia and Greg Norman when this was first coming into existence. And Sergio said, well, all the guys I'm talking to are panicking because they think the tour is going to suspend us for life. And Norman came back and said, that's never going to happen. Well, it happened. And so I'm wondering at what point in time some of these players are going to get into a little buyer's remorse over this circumstance. But as I said, it's going to get nasty. They need the world golf ranking points. It takes 3 years to go through that process. You know, they need the Masters and the USGA and the RNA to all step back on their positions. You know, the RNA is running a tournament right now, the Women's British Open at Muirfield. Martin Slumbers has, again, spoken about this is not good for the game of the golf, and game of golf, and the RNA is not on board. But it is a lawsuit, and who knows how lawsuits turn out. This came up again back in the 90s when the FTC looked at it, and they decided not to get involved. So, you know, but if it is a long process, and this court case is going to come up very quickly, but if this is a long process playing out over 2 or 3 years, I don't see what you're asking. I don't see anybody wanting to watch something that is not resolved
enough
to have the top players.
So, you know, that I would put this in a different category. Let's say the same exact thing is happening, right? Same scenario, but the players are different. Maybe even some of the players that have already crossed over. But if you have some of the up-and-comers, the Cam Smith, the Scottie Schefflers, the Morikawa, the Hovlands, Matthew Fitzpatrick, you know, then the names that a lot of people know like Jordan and Justin, then I think you'd have something where the fans would say, okay, well, maybe we got to take a look at this. I just don't know golf fans that are clamoring to see, like you said, golf over par in not well-established tournaments. I mean, you look at the not only the majors, but some of these tournaments that have become fan-friendly and really exciting. We even talked yesterday about the BMW Championship coming back here to St. Louis, Dan, at Belle Reve, which is going to be exciting. But where's the excitement to see these guys compete on television? I don't see it at all. There's no demand, I guess, is the point.
And the trick is to watch what happens. I keep saying, watch what Augusta National eventually comes forth with. And they're under pressure because everybody's being accused of conspiring. And I'm sure a certain amount of conspiracy has gone on between these organizations. But watch the Masters. I know they had a meeting last week to discuss how they want to proceed on that. Watch them. But, you know, I briefly read Patrick Risch had an article, and he said, why don't they just let them play? Well, if they actually succeed, let's say they get 20 of the top 30 players joining the LIV Tour, that's 14 events next year that they are required to play in. That's 14 events on the PGA Tour, which will not have their stars. And then we know nobody plays the week after a major, so that's another four players. The PGA Tour can't throw away 18 events with diminished fields and expect to survive. So, this is the battle for the top players. Norman has said they're turning down people now who want to come to the LIV Tour. Of course, if you're offering people $50 million guaranteed to do that. John Daly.
By the way, if you're going to offer me money to shoot over par, that seems like a no-brainer.
John Daly is upset that they didn't let him. He requested to join the LIV Tour, and they turned him down. They said, why? He said, at 56, they said, I'm too old. So, I mean, like I said, this is a twisted thing. I think one of the important things to keep in mind is this is Greg Norman versus the PGA Tour, more than it is Phil Mickelson or Sergio Garcia or Dustin Johnson or any of those players. This is Greg Norman. It's not even the Saudis. He's using the Saudis as his financial institution. But this is Greg Norman's affair, and it will play out however it plays out. based on his credibility with the players.
Dan, I have a dumb question. This is Sue. Is this whole thing, do they play the same? In other words, is the LIV thing, is it an individual sport? It's the same thing as the PGA, only under a different name? Or is there any sort of different play?
Oh, there's a lot of different plays. They only play 54 holes instead of 72 holes, which denies them world golf ranking points. They play a shotgun start, which means everybody tees off at the same time. You don't all go off on the first tee. They are big on team golf, and they've come up with these four-man teams and given them nicknames, which I remember from high school was like intramural basketball, where we got T-shirts that we wore to say we were on the same team. They're pushing the team concept, and they're comparing that to the Ryder Cup, and they're saying that four guys teamed with Phil Mickelson are like a Ryder Cup competition. I just think it's a hard sell. Golf has been around for over 100 years. They've sort of perfected the model. You know, circus clowns on the grounds, concerts afterwards, all those things are nice. But, you know, Mark is correct. Golf is about seeing people play. You know, people talk about the 2018 PGA Championship because they saw people play, and they saw people they wanted to see play. Right now, LIV is not producing anything that anybody wants to see take place.
Yeah, and that's kind of where I am. Although I do have, I think this is nuanced when it comes to the ability for competition, and it is very complicated. So I don't know where this is going to take us, but I find it fascinating, Dan, as a fan of professional golf.
Just keep in mind, 100 players so far have shot over par for a tournament. That's got to change dramatically before it doesn't matter who you hire, it doesn't matter what you're doing. That's got to change before I said their talent pool is comparable to the Pirates and the A's. Well, you're not going to make much in the sports business with that kind of talent.
No, you're right about that. All right, Dan, well, listen, you have a great weekend. I appreciate you chiming in on this afternoon.
Enjoyed it, Mark.
All right, take care. 5:45. We still have an audio cut of the day to come on 97.1 FM Talk.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
A reminder as we take you into the weekend, if you want to check out the Spain trip, please do so at defineddestinations.com. We're going to Spain next spring. It is going to be a blast. I would love to have you along.
Playback ready.
Now, the audio cut of the day.
All right, got to hurry. The audio cut of the day is sponsored by the Good Feet Store. It's all about comfort, energy, performance, and pain relief. Ro Malabananan. I don't even know how to say his name right.
Say bye-bye.
He's a martial arts dude, and he was on the streets of New York. He's Filipino, 44 years old. He's walking back to his job, and he sees a homeless man sucker punch a construction worker, and here's the story.
I literally just, like, my jiu-jitsu instincts just kicked in. I jumped on his back. He tried to swing me off of him, but for those of you that don't know, seatbelt position, dragged him down to the floor, and I immediately took his back and pinned him to the ground. So all this happened in less than a minute. So checking his hands, making sure he doesn't have a knife, razors, whatever. So he literally screwed himself by keeping both hands in front of him because that forced me to pin him to the ground. So a couple of people, yeah, this guy punched me in the face. This guy hit me. This guy hit an old guy. I'm like, oh, really? And then Yeah, I was like, yo, all right. People were like, started punching and kicking him. I was like, yo, stop, stop, stop. And I was like, yo, you call the cops.
So I showed Sue the video. You can pull it up. You just Google this. He's become a viral sensation, and it's amazing. I mean, the cops should know this move because this guy, you know, you see all these things where the cops are trying to pin people down.
I want to watch that again. Yeah.
The guy can't move. He just immobilizes him. So congratulations to Roe, and I'm sorry if I massacred your last name. The dude assaulted six people before got to him. And took him out. And the poor cops don't get any support. So hopefully this guy is. Sue, have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, Mark.
I'm going to say hi to Matt Carpenter with his goofy mustache and hope that he doesn't hit a home run. But I'm looking forward to baseball tonight.
Get more at 971talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.